This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Ah, yes. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the big stories, the charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd, with His Eminence Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. I am Doug Steffen. Some people say I'm all talk and no action. Michael, you can be the judge of
that. Oh, you're a lot of action. I mean, you're almost an android. I can't believe how much action you are able to generate. So that's not true. You're all talk and action.
All right, good. Thank you. That's good. So Michael's going to get into the act of going through the list of stories and people this week, which is the job of those who are working as minions with him.
Minions. I have elves.
Yeah,
yeah, have elves. Yeah. I'm the minion. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for those elves, I couldn't be here on a program like this, right, being called His Eminence.
All right, so one of the things we're going to do after we go through the list is talk. We may spend most of the hour talking about the value of chocolate and how it will help your life. If you haven't got enough chocolate in your life, that could be the focus of. Or we could actually talk about some of the stories and some of the people involved in what's going on in this fascinating world of talk radio. But first, though, let's get to the lists, the stories.
All right, let's do it.
And the people, Michael.
Here we go. At number 10, we have the Derek Carr contract and Major League Baseball action. Derek Carr is a quarterback and was just signed to a lot of money to the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, and it's very interesting. We have Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, their interview last weekend at number 9. We have number 8.
Not very interesting. Derek Carr thinks interesting. This is.
I find the Kelly Jones story extremely interesting, but for none of the reasons that we hear people talking about it. At number 8.
With you in a moment.
Okay, Otto Warmbier's death at number 8, the Flint Airport stabbing at 7. At number 6, Trump's immigrant welfare ban. At 5, U.S.-Russia military tensions and Syria strikes. At number 4, the big Georgia House race that had the nation's attention. At number 3, the GOP health care plan, which has the nation's attention. At number 2, the Russian election hacking testimony. And at number 1, the importance of chocolate. No, at number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. And the people on the survey, the aforementioned quarterback Derek Carr at 10, number 9, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, Steve Scalise at number 8, number 7, Karen Handel, at number 6, Mitch McConnell, at number 5, Paul Ryan, number 4, Vladimir Putin, number 3, Robert Mueller, James Comey is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. And that's basically a snapshot of the most talked about topics and people on news talk stations, such as the one our listeners are listening to now.
Okay. So I come to you frequently because I consider you an expert in sports, certain sports especially. You are a big football fan. So would you please give us the benefit of your expertise when it comes to understanding or evaluating this $25 million a year deal for Derek Carr and why that is so important, why that has captured the fantasies, if you will, of people who are observing. This is a football, according to some, is dying because of all of the focus on how bad it is for you, yada, yada. I don't think anybody's told the sponsors or the teams that
football,
yet.
Football's big business, and the quarterback position is extremely important. If you don't have a good quarterback,
how's this guy compare to Tom Brady?
Well, this guy is starting in his career. He's a new up-and-coming young star, and Tom Brady is every play that Tom Brady performs is, you know.
What kind of money is Brady making?
I don't know, off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He's not making as much as many. One of the things that makes Tom Brady stand out is that he specifically took less money so that the rest of the money that the team is allowed by the rules of the league to spend on personnel could be spread around to bring in good people around him.
Wow.
What a statement.
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why, you know, all of these, you know, knocks against Brady are offset by many things about him that are quite fine. And he's got pretty good character. That's my opinion. I mean, obviously, we can get into a whole do you like Tom Brady or not, which is just as much of a divide as do you like Trump or not. Mm-hmm. But no, Brady...
is it really? That's interesting.
Well, there's a lot of jealousy.
And he likes
about
Trump, too. There, you're mixing even more.
I don't think Tom Brady thinks about politics. I think Tom Brady likes Trump because he knows Trump. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people out there. Because, you see, it's interesting. We're shifting gears here, but this is important.
Yeah.
Trump has been such a media exhibitionist and such a social butterfly for so many years that a lot of people in sports and movies and show business, in media and radio, know him personally over the years as an active guy that always showed up and would be on their shows and be at their parties. I mean, for God's sakes, the guy even participated in professional wrestling promotions.
Anything for PR.
Right. So there are a lot of people out there who are high-profile personalities that know him. They don't necessarily know him as a president or a politician or a wonk or a guy with policy. They just know him as a guy. And let's face it, when you know somebody, you know, hey, why not have your friend be the president?
Yeah. Makes it to know him is to love him, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, and that's the issue with a lot of these people that are pro-Trump. They're pro the guy they know.
Yep.
You know, and I find it funny. There are a lot of people out there, names won't be mentioned, who go around saying that they're very close with Trump. And back before he was even running for president, yeah, they knew Trump, but they used to say terrible things about him.
Right.
Yeah, that son of a gun owes me a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, he's wonderful. Access to power is very intoxicating.
Can we back up just for a little bit and go back, not necessarily to football, but to baseball? If you're going through talkers, a lot of people, when I tell you about talkers and where to find the information, talkers magazine at talkers.com, there are stories there that attract people. It is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and it's inside. But some of this stuff is fascinating, and I give it a little bit more time on the air because I think people find, especially if you're focused on this format, you like the information that sort of circulates under the surface about what motivates us to do what we do or how these stations do. And the indication, once again this year, for a lot of major talk stations that are carrying baseball, the implications for their ratings are stupendous. Whether you're in a city like Kansas City or you're in New York or Los Angeles, the number of people, especially at night, who want to listen to baseball games on the radio, it is really compelling information, Michael. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Having a baseball franchise play-by-play is valuable, unless you're really stuck with a dog team and in a town that
doesn't
care
really
about sports.
But are there really any dog teams anymore?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
really?
There are. Yeah,
like, what would
are
be an example of a dog?
I don't know. It changes my... I don't want to say, you know.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to cast a negative light on people that are struggling, to do well.
Yep.
If I were a sports talk show host, I would not be a nasty one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they stink.
Which brings us around to, again, the human condition. Why do you have to be nasty to be... Some people think that's the way to be successful is being nasty.
That's part of the doctrine now in media. Is to be edgy, to be snarky, to be nasty. Nice is out. Haven't you noticed that? You think a song like "Feeling Groovy," the 59th Street Bridge song, could possibly be a hit today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
with me and you, it might be. But other than
I'm just saying, songs about niceness, you know, family movies, inspirational stuff. It's looked down upon as being fake, saccharine, you know, not authentic. This is a pendulum thing. This swings over the years. There have been many times in history where nasty is in and nice is out, and then it goes the opposite way.
Joe Pyne, ladies and gentlemen. There's an example of a guy that was fake nasty, though. And
do you think so?
A lot of this sports stuff are the things that are that pass for being nasty is fake? It's put on?
It might become pathological where it starts that way, but it actually becomes real. Many people in a competitive industry believe that it is morally okay to do what it takes to win when everybody else is doing it too. So so nastiness can in fact become a virtue within the culture of any industry or any scene. It's very funny how that works. It's only with the passage of time and changing mood and changing principles that we look back and we go, oh my gosh, look at what they did. Look at how they conducted themselves. Or even yourself go, I can't believe I did that. And then all of a sudden, that which made you cool suddenly historically makes you, you know, an ogre. That's why history always judges things differently than the contemporary observers do, especially with politics.
So that's why we'll think well of George Bush in 100 years.
Anything's possible. Hey, another.
Or Barack Obama, as far as that's going to give the equal time to the other side.
I mean, back in the days of the vaunted founding fathers, who we talk about almost as if they live on Mount Olympus, they were rascals and hated by large segments of the population.
Well, they were bad guys. Polk and some of those characters whose names you don't even remember.
Well, Polk wasn't a founding father. He was just a
no. But I'm just talking about presidents. If you go along the list of presidents as well, the founding fathers were slave owners. And not, there's a lot of questions.
They were also drunkards.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them during the signing of the creation of the Declaration of Independence were drinking beer the whole time, from morning till night. Beer was a way of hydrating yourself.
Craft beers, especially, ones they made in their bathtubs, big time.
Gosh. When they came, because they very seldom took baths.
Right.
I mean, these guys smelled bad.
Yeah. Smelling beer.
Boy, you know, it must have been a stinky, filthy world before plumbing and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
A dark, dank, smelly world.
Come with us back to the thrilling days of yesteryear. All right. Well, back to the actual stories, or at least some of them anyway. The value of Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones up next from Michael Harrison's perspective. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 18 past the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The hot hits, we've gone through the list and the people, and we'll repeat that a couple of times. But there are things that are going on as an ancillary impact of some of the things that are on this list, like Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones, that interview that aired last Sunday night on NBC. That show is on at the same time 60 Minutes is on. What's the value of all of this sort of thing?
What's the value of it? Ratings, yeah, and revenue. that's the value. What does it all mean? I mean, look, the show was beaten handily in the ratings by a rerun of 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And 60 Minutes was beaten handily in the ratings by a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's where everybody's preference is.
So
and then Alex Jones and Megyn Kelly could have been on America's Funniest Videos.
Home Videos, and yeah, then they would have had more ratings.
Right.
And they could have recorded it years ago and rerun it. They would have
right.
been even better.
Yeah. But,
look, I think Megyn Kelly is the real deal. I think that she's got beauty. I think she's got brains. And she has something else that starts with a B that I won't use on the radio.
Really?
She's really good. I think that she looked like the paragon of coolness, and he looked like a sweaty guy. They made him look bad. They made him look bad, and he helped that happen. He was sweating and nervous.
But isn't that part of what we're talking about here? They can edit these things, ask questions, twist and turn it around.
Yeah.
So if you want to make, like, the pictures that you see of Donald Trump in the media that doesn't like him, and the pictures you used to see of Mrs. Clinton on
yeah.
Newsmax, for example, it's
yeah,
the
yeah,
same
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
They find the worst pictures and they put them on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, and Alex Jones is savvy enough to know that would have happened. What it comes down to is this. Alex Jones is not big enough to get NBC Sunday night type of ratings that the networks expect. Megyn Kelly should not be blamed for anything having to do with this, because if Barbara Walters were young and at the peak of her skills, she wouldn't have gotten any more ratings than Megyn Kelly did. We don't live in an era where there's a general American public anymore. Alex Jones is gigantic within his niche.
Yeah,
Megyn Kelly is a superstar within the niche of the kind of people that like news talk television. Mm-hmm. But
basically, most of the country doesn't know who Megyn Kelly is, doesn't know who Alex Jones is, and knows what America's Funniest Home Videos happens to be. And 60 Minutes is a brand that has been, you know, just, you know, ingrained in the American psyche for so many decades that people that don't walk around thinking, oh, Megyn Kelly's talking to Alex Jones, that alt-right guy that is friendly with Trump and talked about, you know, pizza ping pong, cosmic, you know. Give me a break. The term mainstream media is so out of, it's so obsolete, and we still talk about it. It's all mainstream media, but it ain't the same stream that we grew up with. We grew up with a very narrow river that ran deep, if you're going to make the stream analogy, and you could run an ocean liner through it, and those networks were ocean liners. Now, it's a wide marsh. It runs five, six, seven times wider than that old river that we called the mainstream media, but it's shallow. You cannot put ocean liners on it. It's all little specialty vehicles. It's like the Everglades flying around, if I may continue. Continue the analogy. And within that context, Alex Jones is gigantic. Megyn Kelly is gigantic. But the suits in NBC are not going to have big, gigantic, you know, American people, the public type of ratings. They don't exist. The closest thing we have to Milton Berle today is Donald Trump. And the only mainstream media broadcast of everything is the Super Bowl. That's it. The rest is niche.
There you go. The analysis as we continue another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming right up.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your
your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax.
Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Countdown, and I'm Michael Harrison, joining Doug Steffen here, and we're looking back at the most talked about stories and people of the week of June 19th through the 23rd here in the year of 2017. And among the top topics, we have, sports with Derek Carr's contract at number 10 with Major League Baseball action, all the way up to the Trump-Russia investigation at number 1.
And super.
And right. Just a little reiterating there, Doug, and
yes.
I guess here we are back in action.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much. You could be the host. You could be the host and the guest. I do that often. Ask the questions and answer them.
I was covering there. Did it sound?
Yes.
You think the people were
perfect
into realizing you weren't there?
That I wasn't back yet? Yes. I think you did a fine job. It's Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with a review, not only of the list, but of things that are going on. I was thinking as I walked back into the studio about the mentality of people who do this for a living now. A lot of the folks who are our brother and take this so seriously, take themselves so seriously. And so there's a lot of angst amongst some who were not invited to the White House for next week's Hold Their Feet to the Fire broadcast. I guess about 60 right-of-center hosts have been asked. I don't know how that list... Do you know where that list came from or who got invited and why?
That's an annual event put on by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. It's called FAIR.
Yeah.
I've been to just about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be a
pretty huge...
free speech festival. Mm-hmm. Most of them are right of center. There are some moderates and lefties there that are weighing in on the opportunity to talk to all the guests. It takes place in a hotel. Somewhere between 40 and 60 hosts join there. My phone's ringing. Hang on.
Yes, it is. All right, the host.
Okay. It's Trump. I don't have time.
Real rare. Is that Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I can put him on the air. We would have had a good time with him.
You never know what he's going to say. Yeah. This year it's really big because there's so much. They have about 60, which is the most they've had, and they talk about immigration reform.
I thought they were going to the White House as part of this. Did I misunderstand that?
I don't know. Maybe what's happened is the White House has invited. This is a maybe. I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. This is outside my realm of knowledge. The White House might have invited some of them. You have some high-profile hosts coming into Washington. So maybe the White House, as a way of tipping its hat to those who have been supportive of the president. And you know they do that sometimes. They give you a little tour of the White House. Maybe you get to say hello to the president or the press secretary or the janitor or somebody. And maybe that's going on, and some people are upset they weren't invited. But I wasn't invited, and I don't even know.
Nor was I.
I don't know. Well, you weren't. You're not even. But you're not even going.
Yes, right.
But this fair event is not a matter of only being invited. They're very, very open, and they put out the word. They have X number of spots. And it's open to people in talk radio, and all you have to do is sign up. I mean, if you wanted to go, you know they would have a show there for you.
Oh, I did go. I like Bob very much. Bob Dane's guy that runs it. He's a great guy, and I am very happy to have the focus on illegal immigration because I think it's an important thing for us to fix. And Trump certainly has the corner on that from the perspective of what a president might do about it. But I don't do a lot of that stuff in general on my daily program, and so but I'm very sympathetic to their point of view, frankly, on immigration. And so it'll be sort of an interesting fest. While we're in this pew, let's talk about Laura Ingraham, who in December was among those speculated to be number one for the job of press secretary. And then it was obvious that that isn't where some of the advisors, Pence, had a lot to do with who got these jobs at first. And now the people are falling out for whatever the reason. I got a kick out of Steve Bannon saying that Sean Spicer doesn't want to be in front of the cameras anymore because he's fat. Bannon saying that is the old pot in the kettle. So anyway, there is a lot of speculation, as you know, about Laura Ingraham this time around and whether she would take that job. Do you hear that she may? And is it a wise choice for her and a wise choice for the president?
Well, obviously she may. Anything could happen. Obviously it's become a primetime daytime television spot for anybody who wants to be seen and heard.
Advance their careers, yes.
I mean, it's big time exposure. It doesn't pay as much as Ingraham probably makes with
her radio,
her radio career. Although I'm not sure, you know, how much she makes, but
she probably does okay.
Yeah. I think that this is just the way I interpret it. I could be wrong, but I think Laura Ingraham loves being the primary candidate. The person considered who doesn't necessarily take the job. I think she's better off having her name thrown around as somebody that is being considered for the job but doesn't necessarily want it. Because she doesn't seem to have the right personality to put up with the kind of crap that comes with that job.
Putting it very nicely.
Because you take crap from your boss and you take crap from the people you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I detest some of the stuff that Spicer does, I feel sorry for him because he's basically on a mission from hell.
Got to do whatever the boss says and trying to come up with excuses the boss hasn't come up with for doing whatever the boss says.
When have we ever seen a president that says that his communications department can't keep up with his thinking?
There you go.
That's the reason that
pretty
there's a disconnect.
Says it all.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if you're working for somebody and you're out there on a mission and they don't support you at all? It's tough. I can't see her in that job, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, the interesting, stranger things have happened. All right, so let's, again, as this is a focus on talk radio issues and personalities, there's a whole kerfuffle, and this here's another one for the books when it comes to self-PR. Somebody that nobody knew of before, a guy who worked on a fairly small station in Pennsylvania on the weekends, has been forced out because he was ordered not to talk poorly about the president, and was, and so he got fired. Nobody ever heard of this guy before. Now he's all over the place, and it's good for his career. He's got a job at some radio station, don't you think?
I'm not sure, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The story is not accurate.
Ah.
It's a rock station.
Yeah, it's a music station, right?
It's a music station.
Right.
So they don't want him talking about any president. They don't want him talking politics. They want him to play Led Zeppelin. Shut up.
Why doesn't he go get a job as a taco someplace then?
I don't know. I don't even know the guy. As you said, he's a low-profile guy on a rock station.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how many guys are fired from rock stations for talking too much?
Me? I got fired, didn't you?
Right. I mean, it's you know, shut up and play the records.
Right. It was a little more emphatic with me. It was shut the blank up and play the records.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the, you know, shutting down his opinion.
Right. And that's the way it plays. He's played
the story.
It
plays that way, right. But, hey, we had to deal with it. We had to deal with it at Talkers.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, our editorial staff pointed out to me when I said, oh, look, here's another freedom of speech issue. They go, no, it's a rock station. The guy is talking too much.
Yeah, that's where I got the story from Talkers, obviously. You can get all the stories from the entire week, the world of talk radio up close and far out, in a manner of speaking, at talkers.com. All right, so I just dropped that. What's up with up close and far out this week?
We're talking to a really brilliant fellow named John Mullen, who is the head of the radio department at Hofstra University, talking about millennials, what the nature of young people, and who wants to go into radio and television these days, and what are their prospects. It's very interesting at upcloseandfarout.com.
What other prospects? Give us a tease.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there if you know how to do the technology and you define yourself by what aspect of the new industry.
Well,
it's not radio versus television versus film versus magazines anymore. It's, are you in marketing? Are you in programming? Are you in management? Or are you in technology?
Technology. That's it. Understand technology. Use it. You can get a job anywhere. But you won't get a lot of money, perhaps, as you get started, but you'll have the tools to... That's what these people need. They need people who have the tools. Michael Harrison has the tools, 44 past the hour, on the Talk Radio Review. The folks at Wave Home Solutions. Michael, will you go to dryair123.com and do what I've asked everybody else who's been on any of my programs this week. Look at the information, fill it out, so that they can have an indication of what your needs may be at your home. You have a dehumidifier in your home? Do you have you don't have a dehumidifier. Do you have damp, musty basement problems at your house?
No. Doug, my basement is moldy. Yeah, my basement looks like the final set in every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when they're running across catwalks. And
it's
mung on the wall.
My God,
and steam coming out of the pipes.
A
large cauldron of molten lead melting down that you could fall into.
All right, so if you don't want to have a basement like Michael does in his home, then perhaps you ought to go to dryair123.com, or you can call them at 888-997-WAVE and get the story behind the story of the real dehumidifier. This is not really a dehumidifier. This is a moisture control unit. Sounds like politically, it's different, right? Between a dehumidifier and a moisture control unit. Come on, you know the difference. The old dehumidifiers used a lot of electricity. This thing doesn't. The old ones, you had to dump out buckets of water. You don't have to do that with this Wave machine. It's computerized, and it's guaranteed to expel radon, toxins, other pollutants. Sounds like listening to some of our radio friends. Radon gases on the air. Toxins in your ear. Pollutants in your brain. Anyway, the serious side of this is if you want to control the moisture and the indoor air quality in your home, this is the only route to travel. This is the way, the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Go to dryair123.com. Look around at all the information on how you can have a drier, cleaner home and breathing better, living healthier. Fill out the little informational. It's like $4. Take you 2 seconds to do it. And they'll call you and say, here's what we can do for you. Maybe it worked, maybe it won't. So if you want to fill out the card, dryair123.com, or you call them and speak to an operator directly, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. An official overview of the top 10 people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine. So sometimes during the course of the program, each of the hours, we don't necessarily do a great job of sticking to the script, if you know what I mean, because there's so many interesting things talking. So let's get to the list. Derek Carr is at number 10. Number 9, Megyn Kelly. Number 8, Steve Scalise. Number 7, Karen Handel. Mitch McConnell is 6. Paul Ryan is 5. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. James Comey is 2. Can you believe we're still hashing this stuff out? And Donald Trump is in the number 1 position. Nothing unusual about that, but can we find some other? let's dig around and find some more interesting people to talk about than James Comey and Robert Mueller, shall we? Mueller. I always remember the Mueller's egg noodles. That's how I pronounce this guy's name. That's it. Doug here on the countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Coffee drinkers can rejoice. New studies show that we can refill our favorite morning fix and not feel guilty.
Coffee and caffeine may be good for us. We've known about this. People who work in nutrition who are familiar with the literature, this has been around for some years. It takes time before it comes into the dietary guidelines because they want to be absolutely sure of the recommendations before they make them.
Dr. Donald Hensrud says the data is now pretty consistent.
Moderate intake, or actually even more than moderate, up to 3, 4, maybe even 5 cups a day of coffee may contribute to a decreased risk of type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, liver disease and liver cancer, possibly heart disease. So overall, the health benefits are pretty good with coffee.
Dr. Hensrud says the problem with caffeine is not the health risks, but side effects such as heartburn, insomnia, and irritability. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, 48 past the hour. A couple of more moments here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The stabbing at the Flint Airport and the coverage. I was just saying to you off here, can we get some new names on here? Because we've got Putin and Ryan and McConnell and Mueller and Comey, and give it a rest. Let's find some new people. The guy who stabbed the police officer in Flint, you won't be able to pronounce his name anyway. But isn't it really, that's the number 7 story on the countdown this week. The way these stories are pieced together and how we can talk about them after the fact. What we now know about this guy came in from Canada, trying to get a gun, is obviously a Muslim, and he knifes the police officer for no good reason that anybody can come up with in the airport. And so then you try to weave a story around it, and most of the time the people that weave the story just go right back to the same thing. Ah, Muslim, terrorist, and I don't know that that serves the audience well, or does it? Is that what the audience wants to hear?
I don't know. It depends on how true what they're saying is. If it is truly a terrorist, a guy that came here to he was influenced by ISIS or whatever, then that's a story of one nature. It could just be some whack job. I mean, you know, there's a lot of copycat crime in all areas, and there are lone terrorists out there that don't represent anybody but themselves. And they should be explained and separated in terms of what it means, and that would serve the audience well. But sometimes people on the front line in media are not equipped to do that.
Yeah, sometimes is the key word there. Always, you can count on Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine to do a great job as we review the hot hits in talk radio on the Countdown Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In other words, the great American stories, the conversation about the great American stories. We continue in that vein now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor of law at Bentley University. He is a leading expert on the legal side of scams and identity theft, has written books about it called Identity Theft Alert, one of them. He's also someone that I say this from time to time, I've thrown curveballs at him, and he always strikes the ball and hits it out of the park. I can't stump this guy. I'm not that I want to try. It just is interesting. I can ask you anything, and you have an answer. Sort of the old Larry Glick school of...
Exactly.
Right. I give you an answer, may not be the right one, but it's a good snappy one. All right, speaking of characters, there's an illegal Hispanic who lives in Texas, who this week was granted a name change. His name, I'm trying to remember it, and I haven't got it at the tip of my tongue, but it's like Alejandro Ruggiero or something like that. So he changes his name to Trump. Legally, he's now Trump. His mother and father came from Mexico illegally. They now have green cards. He was not born in this country. He was born there and then brought back here, and I'm not clear as to whether he really is legal or not. But he wanted to change his name because he admires Donald Trump and think he's doing the right thing about immigration reform. So, I mean, you can chuckle about it, but bringing it around to what you can do legally when you change your name, just for the heck of it, as a lawyer, what does that involve? What do you have to do, and how much of a hassle is it?
You know,
the interesting thing is that it's not much of a hassle at all to change your name legally. You have a common law right to use whatever name you wish, so long as it is not for fraudulent purposes. You don't even have to go to court to have this done. People will go to court because dealing with the bureaucracies, you go to the Registry of Motor Vehicles and you say, I'm exercising my common law right to change my name and use whatever I want, and you'll be there forever. But there have been various attorney generals' opinion indicating that you can just choose whatever you want. But that being said, most people who will do this, unless they're just changing it, say, upon getting married, they will go to court, and so long as it's shown that it's not for a criminal purpose or for fraud, they are granted. And there have been some wonderful stories, although there was one where the request was turned down, and probably not properly turned down. It was a guy who was a department store Santa in Ohio. He wanted to change his name to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And the judge was said, you know, you're just a fine man, a wonderful man, a caring man, but you're a mortal man, and I am not going to be the judge responsible for someday the children of Ohio waking up and seeing a headline, Santa Claus is dead. So there have been a lot of interesting name changes, to say the least.
All right. Number six on the countdown this week is the focus on the immigrant welfare ban. What does that legally entail, and how can it be enforced?
Well, it's, you know, this one really brought a smile to my face. The idea that if you are an immigrant, you cannot apply for or receive welfare or other benefits for 5 years. As a matter of fact, it's kind of such a good idea. It's been on the books since 1996. That is the law already. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I admire, the president said he's going to get this thing going, and his time machine is working. Yeah, I mean, it shows how many people really don't know, and maybe even institutions that aren't following laws that are already on the books.
Otto Warmbier, college student, dies when he comes home. Who knows what happened to him?
Yeah.
Recourse for the family. Can you sue a country, another country, as a, like in this circumstance, a family?
We've had incidents of this, and there have been civil lawsuits that have been brought, not so much against countries as much as, say, terrorist groups. You can get judgments, theoretically, it could be possible for them to get a lawsuit and to have that lawsuit heard, and then actually you go against North Korean assets. The chances of being successful in this and actually getting something are probably pretty slim. But it would not be necessarily a bad idea as a first step to find out what happened.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice to know what in fact happened one way or another. Derek Carr makes a lot of money. He's got a good lawyer probably, right?
He does, but in the NFL, you only get your bonus guaranteed.
Ah, that's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? There he is, the man in the know when it comes to the law, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.